This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time for someone to win $1,000. Bend. B-E-N-D. Bend, Oregon. Bend it like Beckham. Up around the bend. Bend. B-E-N-D. Text BEND to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. Text BEND to 72881.
Is this the third week of this contest?
I think so.
What does it go, 6 weeks? Mm-hmm. 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Six, I think.
Man, they're just giving away money.
I know.
End of our fest. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
$1,000 every hour. Yeah. Let's bring some of that money home to the Bay Area. Text BEND to 72881. I'm feeling good about this. I think we're going to win this one.
Friday? That would be good.
Yeah. I like a Friday winner. It's nice. Bend is this hour's code word. Do it. Do it right now. Okay. So today is Friday. The new music is out today. Normally we would do this at 8 o'clock, but Eddie Ift is going to be joining us. Eddie Ift is at Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale all weekend. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen Eddie for a while. There's going to be a lot to talk to him about.
Is there? I hope so.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, I mean, his home narrowly escaped being burned.
Oh, and, right.
You know, he's got all kinds
we
of...
We followed that saga.
Yeah. We sure did.
On his Instagram. Mm.
Horrible. He actually, he called in, didn't he? We talked to him a little bit on the phone.
I think so.
So anyway, and he's just a longtime friend of the show, so it's going to be great to hear from him. So there's a lot of new music out today. I'm not going to say a lot of it is really great, so we're going to try to book it through this. I want to start with this Christina Perri record. She had a baby named Carmella, and she decided that she, I guess she was singing a lot of, there's the baby. She was singing a lot of lullabies to her, and she's got a beautiful voice, as you know, Christina Perri, longtime Alice staple. So she put out a lullaby album. It's called Carmella, Lullabies and Sing-Alongs.
Here's 1,000 years.
Oh, come on, computer.
Let me jump ahead. I wonder if this is her guy, the background dude.
Actually, it sounds like her. Oh, no, it does sound like a dude.
It does.
So it's pretty. That one in particular is a version of a hit song that she had. Did you grab any of the ones that are just like, You Are My Sunshine?
Or... Here's You Are My Sunshine.
I used to sing this to my babies all the time. How much I love you. So it's sweet.
Who is this again?
This is Christina Perri. I don't, you know.
It's so pretty.
It's really pretty, isn't it?
Is this for like people who have babies?
Yeah, it's her babies. It's for babies.
Where have you been?
Yeah. Yeah, Hooman, where have you been? This is for babies.
As I heard it, I kind of
tuned out.
Tuned right out.
Didn't
it's
even have
pretty.
Any calls to pick up or anything. Where have you been?
He looked on Facebook and got sucked in.
I have more if you want.
Yeah,
I
give mean, me one more.
I got all of them, so I'll play.
Oh, you have all of them?
They're just sitting here, you know.
Are you going to, let me ask you this. Both of you, actually, you with the little babies on the show. Is
no.
this something you would, no.
I mean,
Vinny?
Maybe, but Baby Shark is like, you know, number one.
Don't please.
I'm not doing
we
anything.
We managed to go
I'm
the whole week without that.
I'm probably not going to, oh, well.
What are you looking at me for?
Don't play it. Don't play
I,
it.
I just said.
Don't play it.
She asked me about this Christina Perri thing, and I said Baby Shark is like.
What if
on
this
demand.
Could replace Baby Shark?
Yeah,
I mean, wouldn't that
there's
be.
There's no way in hell it's going to replace.
It's not going to happen
yes.
in a million
You're
years.
You're getting into Baby Shark too?
He brought
That's
it up.
That's how it came up.
I don't know how it came up. All I remember
it up.
Is him
I didn't
his
know
baby
he was listening
it.
To yeah. it.
Every
I,
day.
My kid is
Are
at
you gonna
home
try
with it nonstop.
And replace Baby Shark with Christina Perri's lullabies?
It's not going to happen.
It's
no.
just not. Mm. Yeah.
It's so sweet, though. You could play it for the little baby. She won't know. It's just very lulling. It's nice.
Yeah, it's
Get
nice.
It? Lullaby.
It is,
lulling.
It is mm-hmm. pretty.
All right, were you going to give me one more?
Oh, yeah. I was going to. How about You Mean the Whole Wide World to Me? Hey, jump ahead a little bit.
Too peppy for a lullaby.
It's cute though. That's definitely some dude, right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's pretty.
Very.
Cute.
That's cute. And so anyway, there you go. Christina Perry. It's called Carmella Lullabies and Sing-Alongs for her baby.
That's
so
neat.
Cute. Alice Merton has a record out
She'll
today.
She'll move one copy of it, but right. It's neat.
Well, you never know. Like, I wonder if that'll get included on, like, you know, streams of lullabies. I'm sure people do that in their kids' rooms, like, play lullabies.
I hope you're right.
You're right. I do say, you know, device, play lullabies or play classical music. You know, just go grab whatever for me. I don't have them. Yeah, I don't choose them myself.
Right.
Except for Baby Shark. I asked for that song.
Alice Merton. This is her debut album. It includes, she has a hit called Funny Business, and I guess she had a big hit in called No Roots in 2016.
That was a big hit.
We listened to that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this is her first full-length album. It's called Mint, and here's what it sounds like.
Funny Business.
Okay. Did you grab another one off of this? Or is that...
I didn't, but do you want to hear No Roots?
Sure, let me hear
a while ago.
It's on this record, too. That is neat. Maggie Rogers has a record out today. This girl is the one, it was a while ago. She went viral when she blew Pharrell's doors off at some class he was teaching at NYU, like one of those master classes.
Oh, that sounds
familiar. She sang a song called Alaska, and it's on this record.
I remember that story. You told us. You told that story.
And I think we probably played the audio from it. But anyway, so Maggie Rogers, based on that one video that went viral, she wound up getting signed, and she's got, let's see, it's called Heard It in a Past Life, and it's her record. Here we go.
Here's Light On.
I feel like we've heard this. All right, so that's Maggie Rogers. There's a lot here, so we're going to start racing through. Switchfoot, Native Tongue.
Mm.
Got a new Switchfoot record today.
This one's dope. Here's the title track. Okay.
That is cool. All right. So that's what the new Switchfoot sounds like. Papa Roach has a record out today. It actually leaked online last month, so if you're a rabid fan, you may have already heard this.
Oh, they're so bummed.
I know. But it's out today. It's called Who Do You Trust?
And here's the title track.
All right.
I'll jump ahead a little bit.
Is that skipping or are you editing that?
It seems like it's skipping.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yep.
Did you grab another one off that one?
No, but I can if you want me to.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing another one.
It looks
that
like
one.
They're going to be playing in San Francisco at the Regency Ballroom tomorrow night.
Oh.
In Sacramento tonight and then tomorrow night.
Papa Roach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Rabid fans Vacaville. Are already well aware.
Yep.
All right. Let's play Renegade Music. All right. How's that? All right. Jumping ahead. You know what? I don't want to play it. I'm not sure about it.
Yeah,
okay. Let's not.
I was thinking the same thing.
And it's true. I did only ask for one. So, Joe Jackson has a record out today. Remember, the old...
Read it in the Sunday paper.
Sure.
Is that guy?
Stepping Out. And is she really going out with him?
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. Fast Times.
So, Joe Jackson, I don't even know. How old is... Can you look up how old Joe Jackson is now? The dude's got to be in his late 60s.
He's 89.
Oh.
What?
Oh, wait, take that back. It went to the wrong Joe Jackson.
Okay, Joe Jackson. You went to Jackson 5, Michael Jackson's dad.
You gotta be kidding me.
89.
64.
Okay. All right.
Old, but not that old.
I almost had a heart attack. All right, he's got a new record out today. It's called Fool. And
here's Friend Better.
All right. Friend Better?
That's correct.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's a nicer way to say bros before hoes.
Love a good friend better. You know what's so funny is like as they went to that little interlude right there, it just sounded like Joe Jackson. Like the chord sounded like Joe Jackson, the whole thing. So there you go, a new Joe Jackson record today. Mike Posner.
Yeah.
He's the guy. I took a pill in Ibiza. So I feel like we should do a song from this.
That's a hit.
So
is it?
There's Mike Posner. A real
You're really out on a limb there with that one.
A Real Good Kid is what the record is called.
It's a very different sound. Here's Move On.
Oh my God, I actually love this.
It's nice.
It's not what I expected.
Bass sounds. I'm into this. Does he say anything besides move on? Is there a verse?
Yeah, there is. What's the verse? Let me jump ahead. Don't be judgy, human. This is your boy.
Oh, skipping.
Did it skip?
A little bit. I think that sounds great. Good for you, Mike Posner. That bass line is so just like prominent. I love it. I had you pull something from Guster. I actually love Guster. They had a couple songs on
there. Guster from the 90s.
Dude, yeah. I used to love this band so much, and we used to play. I don't remember what the name
what
of the
record
was.
What was their hit? They had one.
Barrel of a Gun, and they had they actually had a couple. John pulls them out every now and then. And we
I played them on the rock station in San Diego.
One at the barrel of a gun. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't recognize the songs. One Man Wrecking Machine. Staying. There's Airport Song.
Barrel of a Gun.
Barrel of a Gun was a big one, but there's one more. It was like a typewriter one, wasn't it?
Fafa?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Fafa, the Fafa song.
Oh.
It's like a barrel of... They have no drummer, right? Isn't that their whole thing? They've got...
You tell us.
Stan. Okay, do the Fafa song.
What song?
Fafa. There's no this swears. Is...
What's Fafa?
Like, yes, that's the name of the song.
F-A-F-A.
All
right, here it is.
We're always saying something, swore I'd never say again. Remember this one?
1999.
Yeah, this was an Alice Essential for sure.
I don't remember that one.
Here comes the chorus. Crank it up. Ba, 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 ba,
oh, I do
ba,
know this song.
Never be the same again. Guster. So anyway, Guster. I used to love that band, and so they have a new record out today. Their 8th album, it's called Look Alive. And here's what it sounds like.
Here's Hard Times.
All right.
Oh, they're a Boston band.
Oh, no wonder I love them. All right. It ain't no Fafa song.
We have a bunch of music in the library here. I'm looking on White Orbit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Amsterdam, Barrel of a Gun, of course, Careful, Fafa.
Huh.
Yeah, One Man Wrecking.
Oh. So we did play. We played a bunch of Guster.
Satellite.
This one's for Vinny. It's a guitarist named Steve Gunn, and it's called The Unseen In Between. That's the name of the record.
I don't know him.
Here's New Moon.
I guess I expected this to be like some searing guitar solo guy.
Yeah, I've never heard this person.
All right, skip. Go to the next one.
All right, here's the next one. Vagabond.
So he just happens to be a guitarist?
Yeah, I don't hate it, but I for me, I don't know.
So this next one will be interesting because last week the number one record only sold 823 physical copies. This week, Future has a record out, and it's not even out. It's only being released streaming-wise. I think, let's see, the physical release is next month. But he has Travis Scott, Young Thug, Gunna. It's called Future Hendrix Presents The Wizard. They're not coming out at the same time.
Is Taylor on his album too, or no?
This is his song.
Oh, that's his song. No, it doesn't say anything about Taylor, but maybe. I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see if and where this charts, because it will be zero physical albums sold when in a week and a half we see the charts. Go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
Here's Jumping on a Jet.
Oh, God, this smells like a hit, guys.
Can you tell?
Hold on. This sounds like a number one song.
Oh,
I don't like it.
Jumping on another jet.
What's
jumping
that to like?
Another
this,
jet.
This is a perfect
on
song.
Another jet.
Well, I'll say that.
Since I knew you liked it so much, I grabbed another one for you.
Oh, attaboy.
Featuring Travis Scott.
All right.
It's called First Off.
Oh. Jesus. Because I hate it so much, I just know this is going to be the number one song
you
next
know
week.
He was at Outside Lands last time. The only one that Derek wanted to see was Future.
Did you guys
sit right
and watch his set?
I didn't. There was somebody else was playing at the same time on the other side of the park.
Same damn time.
So I went to the other side and watched something else. I can't remember.
And the one I'm going to end with here is, I guess, for Yuzi. I said, I go, oh, my God, Ronnie Millsap has a new record out. I thought he was dead. And she starts singing some Ronnie Millsap song.
I love
this
one song.
Album is actually
which one?
I like it.
You're never going to get over.
There ain't no getting over me.
Well,
is it me or you?
I think it's me.
So I pulled one song, and that's the one I pulled, featuring Casey Musgraves.
Oh, so here's the thing. This Ronnie Millsap record is called Ronnie Millsap The Duets. It's a mix of his hits, covers, new songs. Dolly Parton's on it, ZZ Top's, Billy Gibbons.
Well, I got to get this ready. I'll play this one first.
All right.
No Getting Over Me.
Me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh yeah.
There ain't no getting over me.
Yeah, Yuzi immediately started singing this song.
Uh-huh.
Oh Jesus.
Uh-huh. No getting over me.
Oh boy. Is that his only hit?
No, play the Dolly one.
No, that's the only one I knew.
All right, go ahead and play the Dolly Parton.
Do you know what song she sings on it? Because I'm trying to find it, but
no, I don't know.
I have to figure.
We don't
it
have
out
to.
Right now.
I mean, look
on.
At the time.
Oh, I see his feature, the words aren't Parton. There. Yeah, my thing's too small.
It's
look it up. Who? Tell
He's
me.
He's looking it up. Hold on.
No getting over me.
Over.
This is definitely one of those 70s songs,
yeah.
Right? We're doing a lot of throwbacks to the 70s today.
I know. That's weird.
It's got to be Dolly Parton on Smoky Mountain Rain. Here it is.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. I've totally heard this song before. That's so funny.
I don't recognize it.
I waved a diesel down. Hotline. Where's Dolly, man?
Oh, let me jump ahead a little bit?
Yeah, jump in.
All right. Seems like she's only on the chorus for this song.
All right, there's your new music for today. I hope you liked it. Oh, gotta have more cowbell.
Ay, ay, ay.
Uh-oh.
Ronnie Millsap, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
You
all
like
right, Vinny.
I love him.
You gonna buy that record?
No.
Okay.
Well, how's he ever gonna get to make another one if no
one
buys it?
Don't worry, he's 90-something. He's not making another one anyway. Kidding, Ronnie. I'm sure you're young and spry.
Right.
What? What's coming up, Vinny?
I don't know.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We will take caller number 9 right now at 800-400-3697 and give you a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson. Oh my God, Kelly Clarkson. She has a 6-octave range.
You have a 3.
No, I have like 2.5.
Bryn has a 5.
Yeah, Bryn has a crazy one. What? No, Brynn has a 3.5.
Oh.
And Hooman has 3 and 3 notes or something. Kelly, though. Were you able to find like that Kelly Clarkson whistling? Doing the Mariah Carey whistle thing?
Oh, I didn't look for that, but let me look for her range.
That's fine. I'm sure it's 1,000. It's every, she can hit all the notes. Give her a note, she'll hit it. And you can see her do it. God, January 24th, when is that? Middle of next week?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Thursday? One of the days.
It's coming up.
One of the days next week. She'll be at Oracle Arena, and if you want to be there, be calling 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Jane has another chance at 435 for you to win these Kelly Clarkson tickets, but Hooman would love to talk to you. And
I sure would.
Getting us a winner right now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the January sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. By the way, Eddie Ift coming up, everyone.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what wonderful breakfast delicacy he brings us.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he'll have brought us some amazing breakfast sandwiches or some donuts or
something.
Should
be good.
Sure.
Mm. Weekend weather.
No guests ever come empty-handed.
Right. Who would?
Is he out there already?
No, I don't think so.
Weekend weather.
Something's going on out there, though. I heard Yuzette saying something about taking her bra off. I'm like, what
That's
is
correct.
Going on in the
oh,
other room?
Oh, my God. Yuzi's taking her bra off?
She did.
Oh my God, my girlfriend just got a reduction.
What?
Oh yeah?
Just happened?
She just got a boob reduction.
Who's your girlfriend?
I don't want to say.
What you just said?
Yeah, it's a girlfriend of mine. Oh. I don't want to say which
one. Do we all know who she is?
Uh-huh.
Is but it I'm, Sherry?
No.
Thank you.
No. I'm so excited to see what's going on now, you know?
What do you mean?
Oh, had you seen him before?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've known her for years.
Well, okay.
No,
but,
not
you know.
Naked. I've never seen them naked.
Oh, well,
I've
that's what I'm asking
in, I guess
you.
I've seen them in a bra. You know, big ones.
Right.
And now they're, you know, she's going to have
she's been on this person, whoever this is, has probably been on one of your girls' weekends, right?
Oh, yeah. She's on all the girls' weekends.
And you never saw him naked?
I don't really see my girlfriends naked.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I have seen some girlfriends naked.
Of course you have. So that's why we would ask, because there's tons of reports where
she's not a chick where she's walking around naked.
All right, but she had them reduced.
I don't think she's particularly modest. Yeah, so she had them, so she went, and I was like, oh my God, you're going to tell me everything. What's going on with it?
And she's so excited that did it?
Yeah, I mean, she's still recovering, so.
Probably still hurts.
I'm sure.
So
insurance covered that?
What's that?
Insurance?
Oh, I have no idea. Mm. I didn't talk to her about that. But you were saying you're putting on a new bra or
I'm
something
on,
right now, or?
You know, I'm always on a quest to find...
The perfect bra.
The perfect bra. Mm-hmm. So Hooman had texted me yesterday asking me my bra size.
Hey.
And I'm all, what?
Hey.
I'm a pervert. And then...
what are you
and
wearing?
Then, yeah. Then he tells me what he needs it for. So I go, it's a 38 triple D.
Damn! Boom!
And triple D? I thought you said you were a G.
Well,
she is.
I don't really understand how that works, but a triple D goes to a G.
It does.
His friend Elise came in this morning.
Hi, Elise.
Brought me a bra that she created.
Oh.
It's Bloom Bras Lift, not Squish.
Shame.
Right.
Ding, ding. Shame.
So we went in the bathroom. She was showing me how to
put it on.
How to put it on.
Do you have it on right now?
I do.
Let's have a look.
How's it look?
It looks... happening?
Look in the back.
Oh, it looks actually really smooth, Yuzi.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. And it's sort of like a sports bra in the back.
But what's happening in the front there?
There's a zipper.
Wow.
Hello.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, it feels good.
It actually looks really good.
She was explaining that NASA helped her design it or something like that, right?
Yeah.
NASA?
Yeah, so for me it was... So I'm a 32 double G, and now that
let's have a look at that. Let's see.
Okay, so I've got it on as well.
Oh boy!
Yep, there they are.
holy good morning.
This
everyone.
Is fun.
Happy Friday.
So for me, it was I kept saying it's an engineering challenge, not a design flaw. And so when I decided to take on the challenge, I said, you know, who could help me better than NASA? And I brought in people from the shipping and packaging industry, and I ended up bringing on this corsetry maker who works for Oprah and Katy Perry, but she also does all the work for ballerinas and opera singers. And I said, okay, so if we take the word boob out of the equation and we say, how do we create something that's actually going to work for real women? We kind of sat down, we prototyped, we tested it on about 160 different women, all different body shapes and sizes.
So this was like an anti-gravity engineering
thing.
Yeah,
it is. Well,
I see. I'm trying to like figure out where NASA comes into
this.
Well,
so I'm a runner. Well, it comes into the seam. So the seams are designed to move with your body.
Okay. Well, it looks, I have to say though that the zipper is for sure, like I could see zipper popping out
there. Well, you're it's for working out. So I wear it every day. It's a sports bra.
All right.
But I wear it under layers because you do see the zipper if you're wearing it under a beautiful silk shirt or
like what Yusef has on right now. But it's a nice thing to get a glimpse of that on a Friday morning. Thank you very much.
Right.
Yusef, congratulations on your new brassiere.
Yeah. Thank you so
and
much.
Congratulations to you, Hooman, on having a friend who's so heavily involved in the engineering of
of
breast support.
Good show, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Elise. Feels good. Like, I don't feel like I'll weight it down like I did with my other bra.
Well, I can see you sleeping in that, too, actually.
Yeah, no doubt.
Looks good.
Mixed weather weekend, everyone, is we'll see some scattered showers today, tomorrow. The big rain comes back on Sunday, but we'll also have some, you know, some mixed sun as well.
Which will be a nice relief.
A little break today and tomorrow.
The super blood moon
probably won't be seen on Sunday night.
Won't be seen because of the clouds.
Also, tons of snow has fallen.
And that
Tahoe is thick with it.
Mm.
And there's more snow falling today. Clear Saturday. More snow Sunday into Monday. Tuesday looks like the day.
Mm.
Now, that's just weather changes. But,
If
you can do it, you should do it.
Vinny, living vicariously through people's
I can't go anywhere.
Stealth missions to Tahoe.
It's not going to happen. Maybe next year. Probably not, though.
So it's, just so you know, it's called the Super Blood Wolf Moon.
I knew there was a wolf. I told you there was a wolf.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew there was some extra word in there.
It's
just differentiate it from the Super Blood Moon we had last year. Now it's a Blood Wolf Moon.
Yeah.
Mr.
And
wolf.
You're going to miss it because it'll be cloudy here.
I'm sure you can watch it online.
There'll
no
be
problem.
Pictures. Oh, speaking of pictures.
Oh, my God, pictures.
I just wanted to mention this real quick. So, sharks are scary.
Yes.
Apparently, the biggest shark going right now that people have seen, and
it's the Meg, isn't it?
It's no. It's called, they call it Deep Blue. It's a female shark, and it just turned up in Hawaii where a bunch of sharks were apparently feeding on a whale carcass, and they were monitoring this thing. And all of a sudden, the tiger sharks that were there feeding split, and this thing shows up. And there are pictures all over Instagram, because there were people swimming with this giant shark. So here is
why were they doing that?
It's magnificent. It's it's so big and so scary, and yet it's also beautiful. Is it going to show? I tried to pull it up.
It does not look like it's going to show.
Is it the Instagram of the great white shark here?
Yes,
I have it here.
Oh,
that's it.
That might be it. It's a huge female great white. And it's all over Instagram.
Wow.
They're calling it over 20 feet long.
Oh, my God. Look at that thing. It's
and
a behemoth.
It is.
Why are these people? I don't understand why they're thinking that they can swim with this thing.
My God.
Why?
That person is petting that shark.
Yeah, she's touching
it. Are they doing that?
For Instagram.
But they're going to. But
no, they're professionals. They're monitoring. Yeah, they're monitor.
Damn. She's
but
right in front
there's
of
a bunch of people in the water with this.
I don't understand the death wish that these people have.
They don't have a death wish. If anything, they're showing you that these fish don't
just
eat people.
It just gorged on a whale, and it looks actually
I think
heavy
that's
through
it.
The
yeah.
stomach. They're
I do
like,
think
oh, it's
that's
full,
it.
So we don't have to worry. The dude touched it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No, there are pictures of just, and I think it is a woman. She's next to it, and it's, I don't know if it's from underneath or what, but she looks like a tiny little
dot
compared to this giant shark.
I'm going to put the, this woman, her name is Ocean Ramsey. I'm going to put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It's amazing.
Her name's Ocean?
Ocean Ramsey.
That's a pretty name.
Well, you grow up in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that was just a quick aside. Back to the news, which is NFL Sunday is going to be a big one, everyone. These are the conference championships. Rams versus the Saints at noon. Pats versus the Chiefs at 3:30. Everyone's talking about the Pats-Chiefs game because it's going to be freezing.
Right.
So they're going to have a ton of weather.
You said the polar vortex or something.
Yeah. Well, in fact, that's the picture, Bryn. Look at that little person. I mean, her fins are...
That
she's
is
a diver.
Absolutely insane. That looks 100% Photoshopped.
And it's real.
Jesus.
That is so scary. And you can find this all those over Instagram, people. Everyone.
Oh,
the shark is called Deep Blue, I believe. That's how I found it.
Yeah, someone is saying she's pregnant.
The shark is.
Yes.
Oh, is that why she's so enormous? Because she is enormous. I would have thought that they laid eggs. Mm. Right? It's a fish.
Don't ask me.
That's so weird.
Don't ask me.
The report says the shark's over 50 years old.
Hmm. Yeah.
And is not dangerous anymore.
One of the pictures I saw of it is from 2013. So it is interesting that they clearly tagged and monitor this thing.
Why would it be dangerous anymore? I don't understand that. I don't know. It's over 50 and not dangerous anymore?
Maybe it doesn't hunt.
Oh my god.
Don't.
We made it the whole week, you guys.
Why did you do that, bro?
The
Mommy
whole
shark.
Week.
Shark doo 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 daddy shark doo 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 doo. Good daddy job, Brent.
Oh my god.
Who said that?
It was relevant. Come on.
The average NFL fan, and you've got one in your house,
yeah,
dedicates 46 hours a month to their team.
Oh.
That's from a new study. Would you say that John and your 46 brother
46 hours a month?
I think they're to the extreme of from the stories you've he's gone to the draft.
Yeah. He does care deeply about it. I can't imagine where the 40. I mean, I guess so. Say there's four games a month.
There's that's the
six,
amount of time we spend thinking,
hours.
Talking, and reading about our favorite team each month.
He does read about it constantly. He watches all the sports shows, and he just fast forwards until they start talking about the Patriots.
Oh, he doesn't even want to listen to anything else.
Well, he's got 15 of them to get through, and all he wants to hear is what they have to say. And then he sits and yells at them. I'm like, oh my God, dude, you just winding yourself up.
These dedicated fans drop everything when their team is playing so they can focus on the game.
That is true. And God forbid we have to tape the game and go do something. It's a total blackout. Like, no one's allowed to answer their phones or look at texts or look at, I mean, you can't have, he has to turn off his, he doesn't even bring his phone sometimes because he'll get the little notifications on his phone.
These NFL fans have rooted for the same team since they were kids.
Uh-huh.
So he is this guy.
Uh-huh. It's good, though. I'm glad he has it. He does love it. He does revel in it.
About half of them have watched every single one of their team's games this year. Mm. He's watched every one, hasn't he?
Of course he has. Over and over. He'll watch it again and pick it apart.
Top five life moments we've missed to watch football are birthday parties, holiday events, church, school, or work, and an anniversary.
Yeah.
In order to watch their team play. NFL. Still big.
It's real.
Even with all the head injury and all the other nonsense, controversial nonsense that's going on around the league. Still love our teams.
Yep. It's nice. I mean, it's weird. I really don't feel that for any team. But I like that he does. He does seem to really... I would even go so far as to call that's like a hobby of his for sure. He follows it. He's up on all the news. He knows all the players and who's coming in and who could be drafted. And
it's more than a hobby. That's like
it's
hobby
a
would be a yeah. That would be a light.
It's basically a job.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always congratulating him on how his team did. Thank God they listened to you this week.
I've been there when the Johns were watching the game, and I'm intimidated by the whole thing. Like I love them.
Well, they
NFL,
yell,
but. Well, and
they're very upset about
and
everything.
Stopping it and rewinding it over and over again.
Oh my God. So I don't do any of that.
For about
I know,
15 minutes.
Drive
I go,
nuts.
This is too much for me, guys. Yeah.
Too intense.
I'm
haven't
hang
watched
the
any
she
games
shack
with them. I know. That's where it's like a haven. This year has been it's been funny. I usually would watch all the games with them because.
But now
we
he's
just
got your
he's
brother.
Got my brother, and I have to say that I can hear them yelling. I'll be in the house, you know, rooms away, and they're outside watching the game, and it's like I can hear them. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not in there.
I just love that your brother and your husband like each other so much and share so much in common.
I know, it's nice.
I have all these like I can hear your brother saying to your husband, "So, where's the peephole?" You know. The one that he likes to use to look at you naked when you're changing, and your husband being like, I don't
let me make one for you.
I don't know how to handle this. You know, your brother and
he's
his peeping.
Grown up now, he's not a peeper.
Okay, you say so. How about a fastback?
I love a fastback, Vinny. Whoa!
The original name for Eggo waffles was Froffles.
Froffles?
As in frozen waffles.
Oh.
But people called them Eggos because they tasted eggy.
Oh.
And 2 years later, they named them Eggos officially.
Oh. I do love Eggos.
You do not.
I do. You're crazy.
When's the last time you ate one, though? Literally ate an Eggo.
Not that long ago, but my son was eating some yesterday, and I was like,
"Oh, you have them in the house?"
I have children.
I have them in
Eggo
my house.
Eggo waffles, 100%.
You have them in your
right
house?
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah, you make some waffles.
I make John's breakfast, and then I'll pop in a waffle.
I love
you
waffles.
You make him breakfast, but then you have frozen waffles.
Mm-hmm. He'll want, I make him different stuff in the morning. A lot of oatmeal he wants. I don't always want oatmeal.
Huh.
It's healthy.
Oatmeal's good.
I do like the oatmeal.
Yeah, it's good, but I
go for that a lot.
Every time.
Huh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Oh, God. Baby sharks in my head so bad.
Why did you do that, Brian?
Yeah, why did you do that? No. I didn't mean to make it start again.
It doesn't really bother me.
You weren't asking for it?
I'm okay with it.
No,
now it's in my. As soon as he started playing it, now it's like it's all I can hear in my head. I keep wanting to sing it.
Well, it's catchy.
Stop turning me off.
Can you please stop playing that?
It stopped.
408 says, Sarah, I used to sing Sunshine to my kids too, and now I sing it to my grandkids.
Aww.
707 says, I'm 7 weeks pregnant, and Christina Perry's Sunshine made me cry just now.
Aww. You poor emotional thing, you.
7 weeks, you're barely sunshine, into it.
My
right?
Only sunshine. You make me.
Oh, is this it?
No. This is somebody else's. This is.
No, I want the Christina Perry.
All right, fine.
Good.
What we're talking about. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you.
She sings a different key.
I was singing.
Please don't take
my sunshine away.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hmm.
So pretty.
I hate to say it, when you mentioned her name, the first thing that I thought of is that chick canceled a show on us that one
that
time.
That is true. Yes.
That's the first thing I thought of. Was like, we were supposed to see her live, and she just.
You know what's funny? She was supposed to open for Kid Rock at a Winterland event.
Yeah,
so I'm not super surprised that she canceled. But we have the poster that was made for that show,
right.
And it's got Kid Rock at the top and Christina Perry. But I walk by it every single day.
Right.
It's
so
is it funny.
In the hallway?
It is right there, and I always think
noticed.
To myself, huh. she didn't play that show.
Should we put an X
right
over it?
She made good for it the following year, didn't she?
She did. But it's funny because I was thinking just the other day, like I kind of wish she had played it because I bet she'd be a fan of Kid Rock too. Like,
yeah.
I'm actually a fan of his after that show. Mm-hmm. Like that was a show.
He blew the roof off the place.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
Why.
Bimbo's has never been the same. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, our friend Eddie Ift will be here.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.